This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
John, let's talk about hypocrisy. What a great topic for two Christians to talk about. It's one of those accusations that's always thrown at Christians that they're just a bunch of hypocrites. I mean, we know that Jesus critiqued religion. We've talked a bit about the narrow-mindedness of religious people in recent times. And we know that, you know, this claim of hypocrisy is just made all the time about Christians. And the church is going to be a mix of good and bad things. But we want to go back to when we made our Life of Jesus documentary over in Israel, and on one day we got a great lesson, didn't we, on this disturbing kind of mix of the good and the bad that you find in Christianity. We were so struck by it that we shot a little kind of audio message of it at the time. Let's play that for people and then talk about it.
Hi, Greg and John here on the Life of Jesus shoot. Today we're at Tabqa, one of the places around the Lake of Galilee that's traditionally associated with the resurrection appearances of Jesus. And we've just had an experience that's kind of summed up the best and the worst of the whole shoot. Coming into the site here, we had to offer a kind of advance tip to get access, which is not that unusual, except that this time the person asking for the tip happened to be a priest of the site. 5 minutes later, we had a better experience, mate, didn't we?
Yeah, we went from having a bad taste to a sweet taste, quite literally. I was sitting over on the wall that you can see behind me, and this nun over in the garden was picking her dates, and she saw me, she came up to me, and she said, "The Lord has given me too many dates, you must have some." And she just handed this wad of dates. It was just fantastic, and they really are sweet tasting.
It made us think of Jesus' parable in Matthew, where he talks about the wheat and the weeds growing together in the kingdom until harvest time. And we just realised that the ugly and the beautiful are going to be there together in the church until the end.
And these are the beautiful.
John, that was a strange experience, wasn't it?
It really was. I mean, the truth is, throughout history, Christians have displayed both spectacular broad-mindedness and spectacular hypocrisy and narrow-mindedness. I mean, on the one hand, it was one of the real novelties of early Christianity that it taught God loved every nation equally, something we now take for granted but was completely novel at the time. It also insisted that social welfare should be available to believers and unbelievers alike, something we also take for granted but was new in the ancient world. Yet there are some equally horrible stories from 3 centuries after Jesus of Christian emperors imposing Christian morality on a pagan society, or dismissing people from civic posts for no other reason than that they weren't Christians.
That's not just ancient history either, is it? You get exactly the same kind of mix today.
Unfortunately, that's right. I mean, on the one hand, the most recent government report on philanthropy tells us that Christians give away more money and volunteer more hours than any other segment of Australian society.
Well, it's going to sound offensive to people.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it's a government report. They can look it up for themselves. But, you know, I don't want to be sort of boastful about this, because there are some equally horrible stories from recent times. I remember quite a prominent pastor in Victoria declared that the Victorian bushfires were God's judgment on Victoria for its abortion laws. And that's not exactly the broad-mindedness that we see in Jesus.
No, I guess the real question here is, which of these views is truer to Christianity itself?
Well, there's no doubt that Christians are capable of smugness and narrow-mindedness toward each other. That really is a part of the Christian story.
Yeah, but so are today's atheists. We have to admit that as well, don't we? I mean, without being smug ourselves, you might have seen the article at the end of last year by an opinion editor, a major paper, who was lamenting how atheists, of which he is one, have become the mirror image of today's narrow fundamentalist Christian. You can find this on the Sydney Morning Herald website. Let me quote from it for you. "In the privacy of our homes, at pubs, parties, parks, beaches, anywhere we're not going to be accused of religious discrimination, we increasingly scorn believers and sneer at the faithful. We marvel at our own good sense and their lack of it. We now have more time for people in therapy than churches. Atheists are beginning to display the worst trait we hate in religious fundamentalists: intolerance."
Yeah, I think that just underlines the fact that this is a human problem. Every clearly defined group, whether it's Christians or atheists, tend, or at least are tempted, to demonize people outside the group. Christians ought to be different, But they're often not. I think that we have to be honest about that. And next time I'd love to explore what is perhaps Jesus' most famous parable, the parable of the prodigal son, and explore what he said about the problem of demonizing others, because it sure is not real Christianity.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.